Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where we are in the middle of Bears Week. And, Mike, I got to be honest, rivalry or no rivalry, this is one week. I don't really care. The Green Bay Packers just need a victory.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, it's time to win a game. It's been a month, so, I think it's real important just to stay focused on, cleaning our own house, and that's really the message for our football team. The details were not where they needed to be on the Monday night game against Detroit. They played extremely well, and that's the outcome that you get when that happens. So, we've got a few guys nicked up. We'll work through the week of practice. Chicago's a different team than the first time we played them, and obviously we're a different team than the first time we played them. So, going down there, this is going to be a tough game. So we need to have a great week of preparation, do the things we need to do to win this game.
Ironically enough, Mike, both teams have different quarterbacks than when you met earlier this season, late in September when you beat them 35-14. And their new quarterback, Mitch Trubisky, number 2 overall pick in the draft. I'm sure you looked at him in college and so forth. What do you see from him?
I'll say first thing I'd like about him is very instinctive in the way his ability to distribute the football. So, watch the Saints game and, see the things he can do out of the pocket. He's doing a really nice job, and there's been some games where they haven't thrown a whole lot. The run game has really gone to a different level, so and that's really the makeup of that football team. And their defensive front is playing extremely well. So running the football for us is going to be a priority, especially against that defensive front, and obviously stopping a run. So the line of scrimmage is going to be a big part of the outcome of this game.
Jordan Howard already has over 660 yards halfway through the season. What's the key to getting a guy like that stopped?
I mean, you got to make him bounce the ball. He does an excellent job, vertical run. He doesn't waste any steps. He's very instinctive, very, very disciplined in his coursework. So, very good football player.
You mentioned their defensive front. The stud duck on it, I think, is Akeem Hicks.
Yeah.
Didn't do much against you guys earlier this season, but he's done a lot against everybody else.
Definitely, I think he has 7 sacks, and
yeah.
For an interior lineman, that tells a big story. So, yeah, definitely, he's probably the best anchor, particularly their inside players.
Mike, part of that first meeting was Danny Trevathan's hit on Davante Adams. Now, does that play any role in the rematch? How do you handle something like that?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, football is football, and the most important thing is Devontae's healthy. I mean, that's really what comes out of that. It was dealt with whatever you thought of the hit. But the thing is, it's football, it's a division rivalry, and, in these games, there's always going to be a lot of hard hitting going on. But you don't want to see anybody get hurt, especially when they're in a position, that's compromising. So, I think you move on from it, but you get into this game and it's going to be a big part of the Packers and the Bears when they get together. We got to make sure we're the hammer, not the nail. Yeah.
Let's talk about your team and begin with Brett Hundley, of course. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not an expert, but I watch this stuff a lot. And I thought I saw during the Lions game. I thought I saw a young fellow take some steps insofar as playing the game, bouncing around, playing more naturally, fitting the ball into tighter spaces as the game progressed. What did you see, Mike?
Definitely. I mean, he definitely played much better than his first start. That was clear. You could see the week of preparation come out in the first series, just the way we were out there moving the ball around. We had the first and second down plays in it, there in the red zone that were not clean plays. But I thought Brett did a lot of really good things, in the game against Detroit, and it's something that we're going to build off of.
Mike, I saw some stuff you apparently put in for Brett. Saw a little read option, some of the wide stuff and the speed sweeps and so forth. Is it kind of fun as an offensive coach to get in that creative mode and, okay, this guy does this well and we'll fit him into this?
I mean, personally, that's fun in March and April because then you can practice it. You can get it all timed up, get it cleaned up. It's been fun implementing it to our game plans, but the most important thing is you got to make sure you're utilizing the concepts you already have, particularly in the run game, and fit the the footwork and the action to it, because you have so much time invested in the type of blocks, the combination blocks, and so forth. So you want that to carry over throughout your game plan.
Mike, during the Lions game, we saw some rotation between Aaron Jones and Ty Montgomery. Now, how does that work? Do you have specific plays? I want Jones in for this. I want Montgomery in for that.
Well, I mean, game plan number one is the starting point. Just the pass game against Detroit is more situational, and that's the way we'll probably move going forward.
Mike, unfortunately, Brian Bulaga out for the season with an ACL. In the short term, how will you handle replacing him?
Well, Justin McCray, we'll start, you know, working there, and we'll kind of go the way that we've gone in the past. So, but you know, it's unfortunate for Brian. I thought really he was coming off of his best year last year as a Green Bay Packer, and boy, he's just had some tough luck this year.
One other fellow I'd like to ask you about, because he made his debut against the Lions, Vince Beagle, a former Badger. How'd he go?
Did well. I mean, he did well. I mean, he's active, did some really good things on special teams, so it'll be good to get him in there and expand his role a little bit.
Thank you, Mike. We'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Through their Touchdowns for Charity program, Sargento Cheese helps alleviate hunger in Wisconsin through donations to the Hunger Task Force and Paul's Pantry for touchdowns scored by the Packers during the 2017 regular season.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, something you mentioned after the Lions game was they dominated third down, both sides of the ball. How do you go about getting that fixed? And could you kind of detail your feelings about that?
Well, first thing is we're playing a different team. You know, and just the way they approach third downs is different. So you have to, you know, apply it to the Chicago Bears. But the biggest thing in this game is self-improvement. You got to take the time, even coming off a Monday night game. These are all things that we can control, because when it comes down to fundamentals and techniques, it might be adjusting some assignments and so forth. So those are all things internally that we can improve on.
Now, there are some things the Lions did very well. Stafford was spinning that ball. His receivers were making some terrific contested catches. How does that factor into the evaluation process when you're dealing with your team?
Well, I mean, you have to give them credit. I mean, they played as well as I think that I've seen them play against us, especially here in Lambeau. You have to stay focused on the things we can do. I mean, whether it's our eye discipline, there's a difference between, you know, eye placement and vision discipline. So we can do a better job with that, make sure that we're really tied into our keys. And that's for all positions, whether you're playing quarterback, whether you're playing defensive back, whether you're playing linebacker, and so forth. So we could do a better job there. Those are some of the details that I'm talking about. And, you know, and just like any good passing game, particularly when the quarterback's able to throw in rhythm, you got to take a look at the pass rush. So, you know, when we're bringing five, we got to get that quarterback off the spot, and we did not do that against Detroit.
Something that happened in a positive sense against the Lions was Demarius Randle recovering a fumble. That young fellow's fourth takeaway in as many games. Now, when it's happening with that kind of regularity, there's something going on there. Have you ever seen a stretch like that? Four in four games.
I mean, he's very instinctive, very, very aware. He has a nose for the football. So, you know, I really like the way he's responded since the last Chicago game.
Wanted to ask you about a personnel move defensively. Morgan Burnett returns to the lineup healthy, and he is playing the inside linebacker in your nitro package. Josh Jones, who's a bigger fella, is playing the conventional safety. And I think a lot of folks were anticipating that'll be different. Could you talk about the decision to line those guys that way?
Well, I mean, a lot of it, too, is, you know, who we're playing against, you know, certain matchups. You know, Morgan is such a leader on that defense from a communication standpoint, his ability to play different positions. And then on the flip side of it, Josh being a rookie, you know, let him settle into just playing one position, because Josh has been playing multiple positions also. And that's a challenge for any rookie.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll talk X's and O's with the head coach. Don't go away.
Snapped on. Unleashed. Rejects it down. Montgomery, right side. Picks up a block. Pays for the 45-40. Gonna use the numbers and down he goes. pump fakes, now screens it out. Right side, he's got Jamal Williams, gets a block, turns upfield. 35-30, outside the numbers, 25, and tumble down.
Welcome back. The screen pass is one of football's oldest and most effective plays, and the Packers ran a couple of real nice ones against the Lions. And Mike, could you coach us up on the finer points of a successful screen pass?
Well, we got two examples of the exact same screen, different points in the game. It's a 2x2 formation, and we call this two-jet stove rows, okay? So it stands for screen, tight end's running over, the ball, he's running over. There's other options. We got an option to potentially, we can throw the quick out here. Also, you'll see Richard Rodgers who running over route, so he's hot in case we get pressure, okay? And then we got the line coming out. We have the line coming out here, and we got two different looks where we get two linemen out on the one and just the center out on the second one. So you got three components, got a lot of things going on in this screen. So gives the quarterback three options. All right. So with that, it's a multiple play. You can see Richard Rodgers, you see he's looking hot for pressure. He can possibly get the ball. You can see Randall up in a slot. He's going to run a quick out. Okay, so nothing going there. You can see it's good for Brett. He's working his eyes. It's a full drop. He's looking at Richard, and he's setting up the screen in the meantime. So you can see Jari Evans comes out. He's the kick out. All right, you can see Corey come out. He's the alley player. So you got the kick out. He throws. Excellent. That's exactly what you're looking for. Corey, you'd like to see him potentially throw right here. All right, and then there's Ty Montgomery. We always talk about running the sidewalk because, you know, you want your screens to go up the sidewalk. You know, a little inner city action, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sidewalk in the city, the numbers and all that stuff. So
Run up the sidewalk.
Yeah, coaching landmarks. And giving distinct, training mechanisms for when we train these things on air. So, excellent execution.
Mike, I got to ask you, do the linemen count anymore? 1,001, 1,002, do they still count?
Absolutely. We have one count screens, which are the quick field screens. We have two count screens, what this is, and you have three count screens, which are off of full action type, first and second down calls. Yes, definitely. Like the old days.
Can we take a look at the other one? Two 18-yard gains.
Same exact play, same coaching point. You can see we have the over route here. Okay, we have the quick out up top, and then we got the screen coming out. You can see we're going to clear out the corner here also. So exact same play later in the game. You can see, once again, Brett's playing this a little quicker, right, because he knows definitely doesn't have Randall on pre-snap. You can see right there Lance, eyes, and then you see Jari gets tied up here, and now – Corey's now out clean. Now he's the only one, so now he becomes the kickout player. You see Corey does an excellent job. He throws and leaves the back one-on-one. All right, make a miss, run in the sidewalk.
The timing, Mike, between the lineman and the back is critical,
absolutely.
Is it not?
Absolutely. Two counts. 1,001.
1,001. 1,002. Thank you, Mike. Two 18-yard gains by the Green Bay Packers on the time-honored screen pass. Coming up, the latest on Aaron Rodgers. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And Mike, last week I saw Aaron Rodgers live and in person and in the building. How was that reacclimation going with him back?
Well, I mean, it's great having him back. I mean, his focus is really on getting healthy, and he's full bore ahead into the rehab process. And as you can, can imagine, he's knocking out of the park. Like you say, he looks great. He's off to a great start there. I mean, it was a tough week for him, obviously not being out there with his teammates. So. But it's great having him back, and he's on the path to recovery, and that's really the focus, is make sure that he gets back fully healthy.
Mike, I know you love hypotheticals, so let me give you one. What about, I'm sure there's a school of thought out there with some fans and so forth, that what about Aaron, this is a significant injury, we're shutting you down for this season no matter what. Does anybody think that way, or is that crazy?
Well, I wouldn't say it's crazy. Really, the focus is on Aaron's health. I mean, we've said that since day one, and really, in my mind, it's where it starts and stops. So, until we answer those questions, I think everything else is irrelevant. So, we have some history here. It's obviously his throwing shoulder. So, I think we just need to keep focused on getting him healthy.
Mike, somebody we have not talked a lot about, but we ought to, is actually the oldest player on your roster, and yet he's played every snap of every game. Mm-hmm. Jahri Evans, where would he be without Jahri Evans?
Jahri is he's a stud. I mean, he's come in here. He's done a very good job. But I think that's a tremendous credit to him, his preparation, you know, making the transition to our football team. He's an excellent leader, a very hard worker. You know, his attitude and experience has been a real benefit to our football team.
Mike, earlier this season you mentioned you like to stay in contact with your bartenders and finding out the pulse of your team. Now, when things are encountering some rough sledding, like right now, losing three straight, do you stay closer to your bartenders or do you get farther away?
Well, frankly, I worry about the locker room more during times of success than I do in the tough times, because I think it's pretty clear where everybody is in these times. I mean, there's nowhere to hide right now, so we're all accountable to winning, and we've lost three in a row. So, but still, this is the ultimate people business, and we're all connected, driving towards a common goal, and that's to beat the Bears this week. So, I mean, as far as the bartenders this week, I'm not. It's not a big focus of mine. As I always say, handling success is the biggest challenge in this league.
Personal observation, but you guys right now, over time, practice will dictate how well you play, but right now you're probably practicing better than you're playing. Would you agree with that?
Definitely the last 2 weeks. There's no question about it. We're practicing better. And, you know, and a big part of it, frankly, is the health of the football team. You know, you don't have a couple guys on D-line playing offensive line, and, you know, they're trying to give a look, and they still – so – you know, we've kind of moved out of that phase of how we were the first 5 weeks of the season, so it was pretty disjointed. So the structure, everybody understands. The look teams have done a much better job, so that part of it's good. And we just, you know, we got to stay after it. We need to improve 6, 7, 8%, whatever the rate of production is, but it needs to be better on Sundays.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, right. The last word from the coach. Stay with us.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. Mike, as the chief tone setter for your football team, what kind of tone are you going to set this week?
Well, we got to get to work. I mean, we're on a short week. And just keep it about cleaning our own house. I mean, that's a phrase I believe in. It's so important because you have to take care of your own business, and we all need to do a better job. We haven't done it clearly to the standard that we're accustomed to, and that's our focus.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck against the Bears, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.